almost there. Good afternoon with the KUAC UConn Quest Update. I'm Dan Bross. Brent Sass is very close to claiming his third UConn Quest title, making his way toward the White Horse finish well ahead of second-place musher Michelle Phillips. Both are pushing through deep, fresh snow that fell overnight. KUAC's Lex Trinan reports.
White Horse is digging out from a snowstorm. On Tuesday morning, snowblowers, shovels, and snowplows were working at full steam to clear the walkways and side roads around town so that pedestrians and cars could move through. Out on the trail, though, nobody will be helping remove the foot of snow that fell around the area. It also warmed the temperatures up to 20 degrees.
At this point, I'm soft all the way through to everything.
Race leader Brent Sass a ride in Braeburn at 3:37 in the afternoon yesterday after plowing trail for 30 miles coming in. Sass said he'd had to think of some way to use the lead to his advantage.
Obviously, it's going to take a heck of a lot longer than it normally does, so some sort of plan is going to have to be established, because I'm not going to just say, I'm going to get on the sled and run 100 miles straight through 10 inches of snow, so right. I don't know.
Still, he said, being in front in Braeburn was his goal, so he'll have to take whatever advantage he can get. Reporting from the finish of the UConn Quest Trail in Whitehorse, I'm Lex Trinan.
Well, I'm joined now by Lex Trinan on the line from Whitehorse. We want to talk about Brent Sass, who is so close to claiming his third UConn Quest title in Whitehorse this afternoon. Sass has been able to increase his lead, Lex, from 37 minutes at Braeburn overnight to what now calculates out to a few hours. What factors do you see contributing to that today?
Well, in this last section of trail, Brent Sass's speeds indeed have been a little bit faster than Michelle Phillips. He's also taken less rest. We saw Michelle stop for a couple hours on this last run, and Brent Sass so far has just pushed his way through.
We'll see if that holds through the finish. I want to turn to Michelle Phillips, who's had an amazing race and going to have a great finish. And she's been characteristically very quiet through the race, not talking to the media a lot, but I was a little bit surprised, given how great her race has been, that she didn't talk to reporters during the eight-hour break in Braeburn last night.
She's never one to talk too much, especially when it comes to the media. She's always just focused on taking care of her dogs as soon as she gets to the checkpoints, and that's something that you have to respect. Yesterday when she came into Braeburn, we were hoping to get a quick soundbite from her, but she really said she wanted to focus on getting some sleep and taking care of her dogs.
Brent, on the other hand, was his usual talkative self, sharing some strategy he employed getting to Braeburn and not hiding his competitiveness.
His competitiveness has really been shining through on this last stretch of trail. We saw him camp out at the far side of a lake so he could watch Michelle Phillips when her team was coming in. And he said he cut short some rest just so he could get in right behind her team. He's also been pushing really hard himself. He's been taking out his ski poles and pushing with his poles. He's also been kicking with his leg. He said it was causing him a little bit of trouble out there, but surely he'll push through it on this last stretch.
It's a little bit bruised on the bottom of my right foot. I never stopped my ski pole, but my right arm, I got blisters all over on this arm from holding on to the handlebar, because you kind of, as you're ski poling, you're holding on to the handlebar.
Well, he's probably only made those problems worse working his way toward Whitehorse. What's the scene like there in town?
There's definitely a feeling of excitement in the air. It's also a beautiful sunny day here in Whitehorse, so that's surely going to bring out a crowd here. And I think a lot of people are going to be happy to see Brent Sass, but a lot of UConners were hoping that Michelle Phillips could pull out a win here in Whitehorse.
Definitely kind of bittersweet for UConners. Lex, you've done an awesome job following the race 24/7, and even though you'll continue to report all week, I want to thank you for all the work so far.
Thank you, Dan. It's been an exciting race.
That's KUAC's Lex Trinan in Whitehorse, waiting for the finish of the UConn Quest. I'm Dan Bross.
KUAC coverage of the 2020 UConn Quest is made possible by Smart Automotive, Radiology Consultants, Golden Heart Emergency Physicians, Kinross Fort Knox, North Pole Veterinary Hospital, Shannon and Wilson, Sipping Streams Tea Company, Water Wagon, Warblow's Air, and Beaver Sports, proud sponsors of KUAC.